I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's video is a little bit of a special one. When I came across this post on r/entitledpeople about a YouTuber who was getting abused by their comment section unfairly, they're asking him to stop making videos that he enjoys making, delete his channel, and they're even leaving horrible comments on this poor guy's video in which he details the death of his mother and how it's affected him. It's gone to that extent. The abuse that is apparent in this guy's channel is just so horrible to see, especially when I know that our community is so positive and the comments are always amazing from you guys. And I thought I just had to tell you lot this story. I know you can help him out, so sit back, listen to what's going on with this man, and then at the end, I will tell you about how we can help him out. Entitled fans of mine on YouTube demand I post specific videos and cease posting others. A bit of backstory. I've had a YouTube channel since 2006. It's not monetized. I only recently passed 1,000 subscribers. I do this for fun. Now, I certainly like for it to be monetized someday and make a living off it, but I don't have the traffic for it. I don't have a Patreon or Kickstarter, and I don't accept any money from my viewers. I've done some video game related videos, including a gaming podcast and a game review series years ago, both of which I took down due to copyright claims. But now I mostly do vlogs, since it's really easy. I do episode and movie reviews, show what my pets are doing, and show off the latest stuff that I bought. I also did a vlog regarding the death of my mother last year, and I also vlog about how I've been figuring out living on my own. Importantly, I have made three videos showing off my Castlevania video game series collection. Two in 2006 and one in 2009, so a long time ago. Now recently, three or four different people, I checked their accounts, they were all created at different times, have taken issue with the direction that my channel has taken, even though I've been vlogging for years about the same types of subjects. Specifically, they seem to have zeroed in on my old Castlevania collection videos and are now constantly demanding I do a new, updated Castlevania collection video. Yes, a few different people are collectively demanding I, a relative nobody on YouTube, do a follow-up on a video that I posted in 2009. Sadly, this has basically turned into prolonged, sustained harassment. Almost any time that I post a new video, one or more of these people will comment on it, simply demanding I do the Castlevania video. Most of the comments consist simply of Castlevania or Castlevania exclamation mark or even Castlevania now, but here are some of the highlights, if you can call it that. So here are just a selection of the comments that Mark has picked out that are bordering on harassment. Also, I would really like to see another video update of your Castlevania collection. I will donate some money to your channel if you would do another Castlevania collection video. Mark, I will donate $25 to you if you do another Castlevania collection video, bro. Let me know. Just send me a text through YouTube and let me know if this interests you, and I will send the money to you. If you do make the video, please make sure that the focus on your webcam is not zooming in and out, so that way I can enjoy the video. Thank you. Now, here's a slightly worrying one. I will PayPal you $26 to not do this video. Please, Mark, the stakes are high on this one. So he's literally getting comments telling him to stop making videos and only focus on Castlevania videos that he did, over a decade ago. Need a new video, please. Don't want to have to end my life. Now, that comment was actually left on Mark's video where he talked about his own mother's death. That is crazy. I miss classic videos. Old Mark is better than new. Now, this was also posted on the video where Mark talked about his mum's death. Crazy, just no respect for his mum at all. And then even more. Mark, are you ever going to do another Castlevania collection video? Any news on the new Castlevania collection updates? Enough of the cats. We want more collection videos. And then this one, which to be honest is really concerning. Cooking with Mark, collection videos, collection updates, room tours, life update vlogs, tales from retail, out and about videos, and drink videos, all with timestamps at the beginning. These are acceptable. The rest is not. Enough, Mark. Along with this one. Don't think this series is working out, Mark. We've had enough. Mark, are you ever going to make any other type of videos? Do you ever read your messages? Pretty much his viewers here are trying to control his content, stop Mark from doing what he wants to do, and make videos as a hobby on stuff that he enjoys making videos on, and are just trying to force him to make videos on stuff that they want to see, rather than stuff that Mark wants to make. Remember guys, Mark has 1,000 subscribers, like, he's not a massive channel. He does post a lot of videos and they're just, you know, for fun. It's not a job, as he says, it's not monetized, he's just doing this as a hobby, but clearly some of his viewers are just trying to control his videos. And look, there's even more Castlevania comments. Don't forget Castlevania updates. We already paid for it. They didn't pay for anything. Obviously, it's YouTube, it's free. Mark, will you please do another Castlevania collection video? I'll be glad to donate some money to your channel if you do. It's the only video anyone gives an F about, and he refuses to do it, even for Christmas. Selfish. And then another commenter saying, agreed, bro. Remember, Mark has made 3 videos on Castlevania over a decade ago, and he's still getting comments like this in 2021. We met your Kickstarter goals and we deserve the Castlevania video. Where is it? As Mark mentioned above, he doesn't have a Kickstarter. He's never asked for any money of any sort. Again, please Mark, I paid my last money for that Castlevania. Just show us the collection. Of course, he didn't pay Mark anything. Now this one, someone's actually bothered to write a full paragraph complaining to Mark. Mark, why won't you respond to your community and their questions and requests? I mean, I even offered to donate money to your stream if you do a Castlevania collection video. No response back though. Quit doing Voltron vlogs. Respond and engage with your loyal followers and take some requests for videos. I've watched your videos for over 10 years now, and I must say, it's really disheartening to see that you ignore your viewers and act as if we don't exist. Anyway, take care, Mark. You are abandoning everyone who loves you. Mark, have you heard of being cancelled? Me and the other viewers have enough dirt on you to shut this channel down for good. All we ask to keep quiet is a Castlevania updated collection video. Guys, I mean, here it's clearly becoming threatening and, you know, bordering on abuse. Threatening Mark with releasing old dirt, I don't even know if it exists, it doesn't really matter to me. Forcing him to make content that he doesn't want to make. Now, someone actually had some common sense and replied to this comment. Why threaten to have his channel shut down? Just leave the man alone. He has 1,000 subscribers. He makes videos for fun. Let him do what he wants to do. But of course, the replies include, and then just loads and loads and loads of comments, pretty much all about Castlevania again. I mean, look at these comments. Why do you want me dead, Mark? I cry and then I die. Looks like you truly want the other commenter to die. What the F, man? Do you even care about your viewers, or is this just all about you? My noose is tied. Mark, I'll be ending my life if you force me to. He really wants us dead. Blood is on your hands, Mark. What the heck is going on here? This is incredible. You win, Mark. My life is over. Goodbye. I just don't see why you're so cruel. Really hurt my feelings, dude. I've got it hard enough as it is. A lot going on. Then I see that you can't even be bothered to make one simple Castlevania video for your fans. It just makes me feel like life isn't worth living. You want me dead, bud? I could just go on and on. As you can see, there are loads and loads and loads and loads of comments, all screaming at Mark to make Castlevania videos that, again, he has only made 3 videos on out of the hundreds of videos that he's produced and created on his channel over, what, 15 years? It's mental to me that, you know, someone with this number of subscribers and someone that's doing this for fun is having to deal with these sort of comments. Now, these final 2 comments that I'm going to read out are probably the most concerning of all. Sorry, Mark, that's it for me. I've tried to reach out to you, but you've shown yourself not to care. If you don't make videos for the fans, then what's it all for? Be good to yourself. Bye. Call me crazy, says Mark, but I make the videos to share what I like with whoever is out there that might enjoy them. I don't make videos for the fans. Also, the dude posted this again the next day. Mark, I think your mum passing away has really affected your content and character. You've used her passing as an opportunity to give in to your worst self. You've started to wear the same clothes for days in a row, skip showers, buy tons of garbage online. Your mum was right to monitor your purchases and completely abandon your actual fans. You seem to have adopted a rockstar persona where you just do what you want, whenever you want, which would be okay if you weren't so completely self-destructive. Are you really using your own inheritance to buy CDs for little girls that came out 15 plus years ago? Even if it's your own money, it's a complete waste and definitely not something your mother would have allowed you to exchange hard-earned money for. Your sister needs to take control of your life and put you back onto a path of success. I'm worried. Be better, Mark. Grieve in a better way, because wasting money and ignoring your hygiene will only make things worse. That's just an unbelievable comment. I can't really believe that one, to be fair. As Mark says, there are so many assumptions here, including assuming I have little money and don't shower or change my clothes. I actually am in good financial shape, and the reason that it appears I don't change my clothes is that I typically go shirtless at home due to the hot weather and simply just throw on the same shirt whenever I want to record a video. Also, this commenter is criticizing me for my music taste. I've currently been buying 2000 Girls Pop. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, so far, says Mark, my approach has been simply to ignore these horrible comments. Is that the best course, or should I report all of them?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, I genuinely can't really believe what I've just read there. When I first saw this story, I just glanced over it and I thought to myself, wow, that looks bad. But having now read it through fully, there's so much to unpack, so much wrong with what's going on with Mark's channel. I just can't believe how unfortunate he's been that all this stuff is happening to him when he's just, I mean, at the basic level, he's just trying to make videos and have fun. Clearly, if you go on his channel and have a look, he just uploads a lot of videos that are very casual, just, you know, him vlogging his life, making reviews on stuff he enjoys, just talking about whatever, even, you know, talking about the death of his mum and how he's dealing with that, which is a really important video for a lot of people who, like me, I guess, haven't ever really had to deal with grief to understand what it's like to go through it. I mean, I've watched a bit of it. I learned a lot from it. I'll link it down below. But I just don't really get why he's got a few commenters that are just trashing on him for no reason and just probably making the whole experience of creating YouTube videos horrible to the extent that he's had to come on Reddit, post about it, and ask for serious advice as to how to approach this and how to deal with this. YouTube is meant to be fun, especially if it's not your job. Like, it's fun anyway. I love doing this. I can't imagine someone being like just torn apart by the comments when he's just doing it for fun, not making any money. It's not his job. He's just chilling, having a good time making vids, and it's just so sad to see him getting torn down like this by horrible people on the internet. Now, Mark obviously asks at the end of this, at the end of his post, what should his approach be? Is it best to ignore them or to report all the comments? Now, the majority of them, yep, just completely ignore. Mark, to be fair, there's a little thing you can do, and those of you that have YouTube channels out there might know this. You can permanently hide or kind of block commenters with, well, certain YouTube accounts from commenting again on your videos. Pretty much, you can just, if they comment, they won't know that they've been blocked or muted. It's like muting on Twitter. They won't know that they've been blocked, but their comment will not appear publicly to anyone else or even to you in future. So that's a good thing to do. Second of all, yeah, I think you need to start reporting some of these comments that talking about self-harm and just making wild assumptions about how he doesn't shower. And stuff. I mean, that's literally just character abuse at that point, right? But the ones about self-harm saying, Mark, you're making me want to kill myself. You can't have that sort of stuff on your channel. And to be honest, it's completely ridiculous. I'd be reporting that to YouTube straight away because that's just like another level. The stuff that's just, you know, trashing on you as a character or asking for Castlevania videos. Yeah, it might be very annoying and, you know, horrible to see again and again every video, but that's not like abuse, is it? It is kind of harassing him, but it's not that bad. Just hide those comments, block those people. The ones about self-harm and stuff, yeah, report that to YouTube. To be honest, guys, one of the main reasons I wanted to make this video after seeing this is because Mark just does this for the love of the game, right? He loves YouTube, loves making videos. It's clear by the sheer number of videos that he's posted that he's just doing this for fun. He doesn't have loads of subs, doesn't get loads of views, does well enough, but you know, he's just doing this for fun and he's getting trashed on. So this is where we come in. I think this is where we can really help him out. I've linked one of his videos down below. Please go and show some love on that video. I've linked a few of them. Just click on any of the three links that I've left below. Go and show some love on those videos. Please subscribe to Mark if, you know, you feel like you might enjoy his content. He's just a nice bloke, isn't he? He just uploads videos. It's just him living his best life, doing what he loves to do, and he just doesn't deserve the hate that he's getting from a a few people online that have nothing better to do with their lives, just keyboard warriors, abusers, really. So yeah, please go and just show him loads and loads of love. That's the main point of this video. I really don't want him to fall out of love with making YouTube videos because of a few random people. And I know that our community has grown so strong and is so positive and like lovely, but I think we can really go and show him some love and say to him, Mark, you're a legend. Keep making vids, give him some subscribers. He just passed over 1,000. Let's try and get him to 2,000, because when I did the same sort of video with the real random Lozzy a couple of weeks ago, they got a lot of subs. They got like 5 to 10K plus from the one vid. So I know you guys can go crazy on it. I'm not going to ask for too much, but yeah, just go and show him some love. Comment down below saying, Mark, you're a G. F the haters. I'll sub and I'll watch a couple of your vids. That's all I can ask for you guys. Appreciate it. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Mark's channel link is here. So please go through, click on that if you want to. I'll also leave one of his videos down here if you just click straight away. Stop watching this video, go and watch Mark and just comment that I sent you and that, you know, F the haters, that sort of stuff. I hope you did enjoy this video. Bit of a different one, but I thought I just had to make it, to be honest. When I see these YouTubers, these small YouTubers just getting trashed on for doing something they love, it doesn't make me feel very good. So yeah, go and show him some love, guys. And I'll be back with a normal video tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.